Hello, we're reading from the book of Zohar, the portion of Yitro. The book can be downloaded on our website, kab.tv, and questions can be asked during the lesson.
What we can't do in this world, in order to attain what the Zohar is talking about, to attain the upper world, the revelation of the Creator to His creations, that is the practice of the wisdom of Kabbalah, we need the upper force that will influence us from the upper world to us who are in this world, and reaching that degree is by the qualities of bestowal that bring us from our degree will be the force of creations. And if we aren't influenced, then we won't be able to change. Because a prisoner can't save himself from the prison, and we won't be able to move from our degree, from our place in the world, without any force of bestowal, and we won't be able to reach the equivalence of force. Form. So all of our hope is in that upper light that will influence us and shine on us, and it will change us to the amount that it allows us and to have changes within us. And according to that, we'll be able to leave our current degree where we want to just receive, in order to receive, to the point where we will receive in order to bestow. And the most important is to fulfill what the drawing of the upper light, how to draw it upon us. Is why we read from the sources of the sages, and the most important one is the Zohar. Why? Because it's written from the degree of and a correction. That's on one hand. On the other hand, it's able to illuminate us specifically for our time, for our generation. And we were given a really great gift, that if we are able to appreciate it, then we'll be able to read it together and make the efforts to be on the same frequency as the skula, that it'll be able to illuminate on us. And raise our hopes and our prayers that it will be able to influence us and change us according to the upper force. Please continue.
Book of Zohar. You shall not make for yourself. Item 427. You shall not make for yourself an idol or any likeness. Any form of a face is permitted to be made, except for the face of man, because the face of man governs everything. 428. Another interpretation. You shall not make for yourself an idol or any likeness, is as is written, do not let your speech cause you to sin. One should be very careful with the words of the Torah, and one should be very careful not to err in them, and utter a word of Torah that he does not know and which he did not receive from his teacher. Anyone who says words of Torah that he did not know or receive from his teacher, it is written about him, you shall not make for yourself an idol or any likeness. The Creator will avenge him in the next world. When his soul wishes to come into her place, she will be rejected outside and will be abolished from that place, which is bundled in the bundle of life with the rest of the souls. 429. It is written, "Why should God be angry with your voice? Your voice is man's soul." It is written about it, "For the Lord your God is a jealous God, since he is jealous for his name in everything." Whether he is jealous for his name because of the form of the face, or because he lies in his name, or because of the Torah that one says, which one does not know or did not receive from his teacher. 430. The whole Torah is a holy name, for there is nothing in the Torah that is not included in the holy name. Hence, we must be careful not to err in his holy name and not to lie in it. One who lies in the upper king is not admitted into the king's hall and will be abolished from the next world. 431. It is written, "You shall not make for yourself an idol or any likeness." It is also written, "Cut out for yourself two stones, two stone tablets like the first ones." Meaning, do not make an image, that is, do not make for yourself another law, which you did not know and which your teacher did not tell you. For I, the Lord, your God, am a jealous God. I am the one who will avenge you in the next world. When the soul wishes to come before me, she will be so lied to, and she will be admitted into hell. 432. You should not make for yourself an idol. One must not lie in the name of the Creator. Since the first knot by which Israel were tied to the Creator was when they were circumcised. This is the first law, before all the others, for entering Abraham's covenant. It is the connection of divinity. One must not lie in this covenant, for one who lies in this covenant lies to the Creator. And what is a lie? It is that he will not let that covenant into other domains, as it is written, and has married the daughter of a foreign god. 433. From here is the verse, "They have betrayed the Lord, for they have borne foreign children." For one who lies in this covenant lies to the Creator, since this covenant is gripped to the Creator. And it is written, "You shall not make for yourself an idol." You shall not bow down to them. Item 434. And see among the captives a beautiful woman, and have a desire for her, and would take her as a wife for yourself. What is the reason that the Torah permitted, for it is written, "You shall not intermarry with them." However, you shall not intermarry while she stands in their domain. But here, when she has been taken captive and has come into the domain of Israel, the Torah permits it. 435. There is not a kosher woman among the idol-worshipping nations, as it should be. Why was this portion placed next to the portion of a stubborn and rebellious son? Indeed, one who marries this woman inherits from her a stubborn and rebellious son, for it is hard to remove the filth from her, especially if she was once married to an idol-worshipping man, for the din, the judgment, clung to the judgment, and she was defiled. Then it is hard to remove the filth from her. This is what he said about the woman of Midian: "Kill every woman who is laid with a man." 436. Happy is that man who inherits this inheritance of the token of the holy covenant and keeps it. For with this holy inheritance, one clings to the Creator. It is especially so if he is rewarded with the mitzvot, with the commandments of the Torah. The king reaches his hand towards him, and he clings to the holy body, to Zerampin. This is why it is written about Israel, "And you that did cleave unto the Lord your God." It is also written, "You are the children of the Lord, your actual sons," as it is written, "My son, my firstborn, Israel." And it is written, "Israel, in whom I show my glory."
Okay, we're continuing with the same intention. As much as we can, aim ourselves towards the change from the upper light. Yes.
You shall not take. 437. And Elisha said unto her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house?" Elisha said to her, "Do you have anything on which the blessing of the Creator can dwell? A person must not bless on an empty table, because the blessing above does not stay over an empty place." 438. For this reason, one must set upon one's table one piece of bread or more to bless on. If he cannot set many, he should leave of the food that he has eaten, so as to have what to bless over, and he will not be blessing over an empty table. 439. Since she said, "Your maidservant has nothing in the house except for a jar of oil," he said, "There is indeed a complete blessing in that, as it is written, 'A name is better than good oil,' since the holy name, comes out of oil to bless and to light the holy candles. What is this oil? It is, as it is written, as the good oil over the head," meaning the upper abundance. "These are the mountains of pure persimmon, the abundance of upper bina." 440. "A name is better than a good oil. How good is the upper name of the high and holy lights when they all shine with the good oil? It is forbidden for one to mention the name of the Creator in vain. For anyone who mentions the name of the Creator in vain, it is better for him not to have been born." 441. The holy name should be mentioned only after a circumcision, since the holy name is not mentioned in the Torah except after two words, as it is written, "In the beginning God created, Bereshit bara Elokim." 442. The holy name Havayah is mentioned only with regard to a complete world, as it is written, "On the day that the Lord God made earth and heaven." Hence, we must not mention the holy name in vain, as it is written, "You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain." 443. A blessing is the holy name, because from him is their blessing throughout the world. And there is no blessing in an empty place, and it does not stay over it. As it is written, "You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain."
Are there any questions related to intentions or in general?
No.
Okay. Continue.
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 444. It is written, "And God blessed the seventh day." It is written of the manna, "Six days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day there will be none." If there is no food on the seventh day, what is the blessing in it? 445. All the blessings above and below depend on the seventh day. Why was there no man on the seventh day? It is because all the 6 days, 6 upper days, are blessed by that day, meaning Chagat Nehi, and each gives food below, each in its day, from that blessing that they are blessed on the seventh day. 446. For this reason, one who is in the degree of faith must set the table and set up a meal on the eve of Sabbath, so that his table will be blessed on all those 6 days. At that time, the blessing comes to bless all 6 days of the Sabbath, of the Shabbat, of the Sabbath. And there is no blessing on an empty table. Hence, the table must be set with bread and food on Sabbath night, to extend blessing for 6 days. 447. Even on the Sabbath day, a meal must be fixed to extend blessing for the 6 days. We must be delighted on the Sabbath day and to eat 3 meals in it, so there will be satiation and delight in the world on that day. 448. The reason for the 3 meals is to extend blessings on these days of above, Chagat Nehi, which are blessed by that day, which is divinity, the seventh quality. On that day, the head of the Ampin, meaning his gal, is filled with dew, which is abundance that comes down from holy attic, which is hidden to all. He gives to the field of holy apples, to divinity, three times since the time of the beginning of the Sabbath, so that all will be blessed as one. The 7 days are the seven Sfirot Chagat Nehim. Zerampin includes 6 days, and Malchut is the seventh day. Hence, on the seventh day, the wholeness of Malchut and its construction appear panim befanim, face to face, with Zerampim. They rise and clothe upper Abaviima and receive the abundance from Pe de Arichampin, which is called the hidden attic. But on weekdays, there is no wholeness to Malchut before the end of correction, and Zerampin is not in the complete zivug with Malchut and lacks gal. Hence, on the Sabbath day, when Malchut is completed and comes into a zivug with Zerampin, Zerampin receives Gal through the Malchut, and the 6 days of Zerampin are blessed in Gal through her. On Sabbath, Chagat Nehi de Zerampin receive Gal from Malchut through a zivug with her. However, Malchut has nothing but what she receives from Zerampin. All the abundance comes to her from him, and even though the 6 days of Zerampin are blessed with Gal from her, it is only due to the Zivug with her.
449.
Hence, one must delight these three times, because on that depends the faith above, in Holy Atik, in Zerampin, and in the field of holy apples. Since Zerampin receives from Atik and gives to Malchut, and one should delight in them and rejoice in them, and one who denies them of a meal shows a flaw above, and that man's punishment is harsh.
450. For this reason, one must set one's table three times from the time of the beginning of the Sabbath, so his table will not be empty, and a blessing will be on it for the rest of the days of the Sabbath. And the faith above depends on and is seen by that thing. 451. One who completes three meals on Sabbath, a voice comes out and declares about him, "Then you will delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride on the high places of the earth, and I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father." Then you will delight in the Lord, is one meal opposite the holy Atik of all the holy ones, and I will make you ride on high places of the earth, is the second meal, opposite the field of holy apples, Malchut, and I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father, is the wholeness that he is completed in Zerampin in the third meal. 452. Corresponding to them, he must complete his meals, and he must delight himself in all the meals and rejoice in each of them, because it is whole faith. For this reason, the Sabbath is more important than all the occasions and festivals, since everything is in it, which is not so in all the other occasions and festivals, because everything is in it, is mentioned three times. As it is written, "And on the seventh day God finished, and he rested on the seventh day, and God blessed the seventh day." 453. When Rabbi Abba would sit in a Sabbath meal, he was glad at each and every one. He would say, "This is the holy meal of the holy Atik, who is hidden from all." In another meal, he would say, "This is a meal of the Creator, Zerampin." And so on each and every meal. When he completed the meals, he said, "The meals of faith have been completed." 454. When Rabbi Shimon would come to the meal, he would say this, "Set up the meal of the upper faith. Set up the meal of the king." Then he would sit and be happy. When he finished the third meal, he would be declared upon, "Then you will delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride on the high places of the earth, and I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father." 455. How are these meals fixed? He told him, "Sabbath night. It is written, and I will make you ride on the high places of the earth. At that night the queen is blessed, as well as the entire field of apples, Malchut. Also, A man's table is blessed and a soul is added to the man. That night is the queen's joy, and one should rejoice and eat the meal of the queen, Malchut. 456. On the second meal of Sabbath, it is written, then you will delight in the Lord. In the Lord, indeed, above Zeranpin, since at that time Holy Atik appears and all the worlds rejoice. We make the wholeness and joy of Atik, and a meal is his. 457. On the third meal of Sabbath, it is written, and I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father. This is the meal of Zeranpin, who is in wholeness, and all 6 days are blessed by that wholeness. One should be happy at one's meal and complete those meals, which are the meals of the whole faith of Israel's holy seed, the upper faith, for he is theirs and not of idol worshipping nations. This is why it is written, between me and the children of Israel. 458. On these meals, it is apparent that Israel are the children of the king, that they are from the king's hall, that they are the children of the faith. And one who blemishes one meal from them shows a flaw above, and shows himself as not being one of the children of the upper king, that he is not one of the members of the king's hall, that he is not from the holy seed of Israel. He is burdened with the load of 3 things, the judgment of hell, the war of Gog and the Magog, and the pangs of Messiah. 459. At all other occasions and festivals, one should be glad and delight the poor. If he is happy alone and does not give to the poor, his punishment is harsh, for he is happy alone and does not give joy to another. It is written about him, and I will spread dung upon your faces, the dung of your feasts. If he is happy on Sabbath, although he is not giving to another, he is not punished as on other occasions and festivals. For it is written, the dung of your feasts, and not the dung of your Sabbaths. It is also written, my soul abhors your new moons and your occasions, but it is not right Sabbath. 460. This is why it is written, between me and between the children of Israel. And because all the faith is on Sabbath, a person is given another soul, a high soul, a soul that all the wholeness is in it, as in the next world. This is why Sabbath is called the name of the Creator, Malchut, the name which is whole in every way on the Sabbath day. 461. It is certainly so. Woe unto a person who does not complete the joy of the Holy King. And what is his joy? It is the 3 meals of faith, the meals in which Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are included. All are joy upon joy, faith, Malchut, who is complete in every way. 462. On that day, the patriarchs, Chagat, which became Gaal, are crowned, and all the sons, Nehi, nursed from them, unlike all the festivals and occasions. On the rest of the festivals and occasions, the patriarchs are crowned in Mochin de Yeshut, but on Sabbath, the patriarchs are crowned in Mochin of Upper Abba Ve'ima. On that day, the wicked in hell rest. On that day, all the dinim surrender and do not awaken in the world. On that day, the Torah, Zeranpin, is crowned in whole crowns from Upper Abba Ve'ima. On that day, joy and delight are heard in 250 worlds. 463. On all 6 days of the Sabbath, when a time for afternoon prayer arrives, a harsh din governs, and all the dinim awaken. But on the Sabbath day, when the time for the afternoon prayer arrives, the will of wills is present, and the Holy Atik reveals his will, and all the dinim surrender, and there is will and joy in all. 464. With this desire, Moses, the faithful holy prophet, parted from the world, to know that he did not part in din. At that time, his soul came out in the will of Holy Atik and was hidden in it. This is why it is written, and no man knows his burial place. as Holy Attic is the most hidden of all that are hidden, and neither upper nor lower know him. Here too, this soul that was hidden in this will of Holy Attic, that appeared at the time of the afternoon prayer on Sabbath, it is written about it, and no man knows his burial place. And he is more hidden than all the hidden things in the world, and Din does not govern him. Happy is Moses. 465. On Sabbath, the Torah is crowned with him, crowned with all those mitzvot, all those sentences and punishments in 70 branches of light that shine to every direction, since 7 tefillot are Haggad Nehim, and each consists of 10. Hence, there are 70 who saw the branches that come out of each of the 70 branches. 5 that stand within the trees are Haggad Nehi in Zerampin, who is called a tree. He receives them from Bina, and all the Panim grip them. Who saw those gates that open to each of the directions in them, where each consists of 10, and there are 50 gates? They all shine and illuminate in that light that is emitted and which never stops. 466. A herald calls, "Arise, you holy high ones! Arise, you holy chosen people above and below! Raise joy before your master! Arise in complete joy! Come in three joys of three fathers, three meals! Come toward faith! Who is the joy of joys? Happy are you, Israel, who are holy in this world and in the next world. This is your inheritance more than all the idol-worshipping nations. It is written about it between me and between the children of Israel."
We try to be together constantly, all the time, and to expect the reforming light. It's written, "Have you studied the Torah? Did you expect salvation?" So we're expecting it, awaiting it, the reforming light. Continue.
467. So it is indeed. This is why it is written, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." And it is written, "You will be holy, for I, the Lord, am holy." And it is written, "And call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable." 268. On Sabbath day, all the souls of the righteous are refined in the lights of the holy attic. The most hidden of all that are hidden, Ketel, and one spirit from the delight of the holy attic spreads throughout the worlds, rising and falling and spreading to all the holy sons, to all the keepers of the Torah. They rest in complete rest, and any fret is forgotten from all. All the dinim and every hard work, as it is written, "In the day when the Lord gives you rest from your sadness and fret and hard work." 469. For this reason, Sabbath is equal to the Torah. Anyone who keeps a Sabbath, it is as though he kept the whole Torah. It is written, "Blessed is the man who does this, and the son of man who takes hold of it, who keeps from profaning the Sabbath, and keeps his hand from doing any evil." This means that one who keeps Sabbath, it is as though he keeps the whole Torah. 470. It is written, "Thus says the Lord to the eunuchs who keep my Sabbaths, and choose what pleases me, and hold fast my covenant. To them I will give in my house and within my walls a hand better than sons and daughters." 472. Thus says the Lord to the eunuchs. Eunuchs are the friends who engage in Torah and emasculate themselves in all 6 days of the Sabbath and engage in Torah. On Sabbath night, they hurry themselves in the zivug because they know the upper secret when the queen joins the king. 473. Those friends who know that secret aim their hearts to their master's faith and are blessed in their offspring on that unite. 474. They are called eunuchs. Indeed, since they wait until the Sabbath to find their master's will, as it is written, "And choose what pleases me." This is the Queen Zivug, "and hold fast my covenant," is a zivug. Simply, my covenant is the upper yesod that connects with the Queen. Happy is he who is sanctified in this sanctity and knows this secret. 475. It is written, 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, and the seventh day is a Sabbath of the Lord your God. All your work indicates that people's actions are in those 6 days. This is why the friends mate only when people's actions are not present, but only the actions of the Creator. On Sabbath, work is hidden for a person. His work is the zivug with the Queen Malchut to produce holy souls to the world. 476. For this reason, on that night, their friends sanctify in the sanctity of their master. In their hearts, and good sons come out, holy sons, who do not stray to the right or to the left, sons of the king and queen. It is written about them, you are the children of the Lord your God. Indeed, of the Lord your God, because they are considered his sons, sons of the king and the queen. 477. But the view of the friends who know that secret cling to it. This is why they are called children of the Creator. They are the ones by which the world exists. And when the world is sentenced to judgment, the Creator looks at those sons of his and has mercy over the world. It is written about that, entirely a seed of truth, the holy perfect ring who are in the middle line, and not to the right or to the left, as though surrounded by a ring. It is written about it, let truth be given to Jacob. Jacob is the middle line, and hence certainly a seed of truth. 478. Woe to the people of the world whose ways are as beasts, who do not know and do not look. It is better for them if they were not born. Woe to the world when Rabbi Shimon departs it. Who will be able to reveal secrets? Who will know them? And who will look in the ways of Torah? 479. Rabbi Shimon said to them, the world is only for friends who engage in Torah and know the secrets of the Torah. Indeed, the friends determined about the nations of the earth that spoil their ways and do not tell right from left that they are as beasts, that they should be subject to judgment even on Yom Kippur. It is written about their sons, for they are children of harlotry. 480. It is written, and I will give them in my house and within my walls a hand and a name better than sons and daughters. I will give him an everlasting name. Should it not have said, and I will give them? 481. And I will give them in my house. My house is as it is written, he is faithful in all my house. Divinity is called a house within my walls. Is as it is written, on your walls, Jerusalem, I have appointed guards, which is the exterior of divinity, a hand and a name, so they will produce holy souls from that place, divinity. That hand means part of the wholeness, good, means plenty of sons and daughters. I will give him an everlasting name, to the part of the wholeness called hand, that shall not be cut off for all generations. Another interpretation, I will give him, the one who knows the meaning of the thing, the eunuchs who will keep my Sabbath, and he will aim what he must aim. 482. It is written, you shall not kindle a fire in any of your dwellings on the Sabbath day, since din is not seen on that day, and one who lights a fire causes an awakening of din. Hence, why does the fire of the altar, which is conducted also on the Sabbath, rise to the High One? Indeed, it is written, in your dwellings, and not to the High One. That fire which rises to the High One rises to subdue another deen. The fire of the altar consumes another fire, so will not have dominance on weekdays. 483. For this reason, on that day, the holy attic appears more than on other days. And when the holy attic appears, Din is not seen at all, and all the upper and lower are in complete joy, and the Din does not govern. 484. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth. The 6 days are Chagat Nehi, from which the heaven and earth were made, Zon. Those upper holy days are called days, meaning that the holy name Malchut, earth, is included in them, and they are included in it. Happy are Israel more than all the idol-worshipping nations. It is written about them, and you did not cleave unto the Lord your God, are alive, every one of you, this day.
Questions? None, right? Oh, Tans. Right, let's begin.
Rav, what is the importance of the goal?
The importance of the goal is the value which you set for it as the most important goal above every other thing. Well, it's according to the way you weigh it.
What is the importance of the Creator?
Also, it's all measured in respect to you. There is no such measurement outside of a person. It's all about how the person weighs these things in comparison to, well, suffering or pleasure or something. He needs to weigh it, to measure it, and then he can say this is important to this extent and so on.
Why is the Creator important?
I don't know. Ask yourself.
There's no answer.
Why is there no answer?
It's like abstract.
Because you have no connection to him. Or do you hinge something upon him?
I know that he's important, but
you know, why are you just saying?
But it's not why is he important.
I don't know. Let's say, if I'm given everything that can be in this world, and then I let go of the Creator, I leave the wisdom of Kabbalah as the method of the revelation of the Creator to man, and I just abandon it. And I'll be allowed to be like, I don't know, the greatest, the wisest, the most well-known movie star, whatever you may say, whatever it is you want. You'll be given everything within the framework of this world, within the limits of this world. You'll have everything you want in this world. If you abandon the wisdom of Kabbalah, or do you not? Because this is the method for the revelation of the Creator. And accordingly, one is examined, and you can examine it, you can measure.
But how to give to friends the importance of the Creator?
That's something different. You don't need to tell them how great he is in your eyes, according to your own personal measurement. You just show them that the Creator is great to you, and that's it. Because you're willing to be in this day and night and come every day and during the day to contact and connect with them a few times, this you need to show them.
Today there's a group in Africa that are virtual.
Yes, why didn't you talk about it this in the morning?
From the learning center.
It didn't exist before?
And how do you talk to them about the importance of the Creator, the importance of the goal?
Well, let them discuss it. This needs to be discussed constantly. Why not?
How?
They'll find the words. How will he speak to them about it. Perhaps it's not worthwhile to do it in a direct manner, because it's difficult to express, and they may think that you're just, you know, throwing these things, dropping them onto them. So you need to study, just study all of these articles, and in a diverse way, some articles that discuss the structure of reality and some that discuss one's relation to creation, and, you know, articles of all kinds, and to just study them, to talk about it only if they have questions about what's written in the articles. It's not worthwhile to just speak about it ahead of time. Now we're talking about the greatness of the Creator. And what if they have no interest in it whatsoever? What, you'll force it upon them? Meaning, you need to talk to people about what they're interested in. And how will you know what that is? Read in a diversified way, just these articles of Baal HaSulam, a little from here, a little from there, and so on, and let them ask questions. That's my recommendation.
Group in Facebook. Beside our Facebook page, we have a group in Facebook. And now there is 500 people in this group. And I want to know, they don't understand what we are talking about. So why they are attracted?
הם לא מבינים על מה אנחנו מדברים, אז מה מושך אותם?
What attracted them?
מה משך אותם?
שאני התחלתי להבין.
When I began to understand what the wisdom of Kabbalah details, what it says, I think it was only after 6 or 7 years, really, if we're talking about it seriously, or perhaps 3 or 4 years more, until I started having some hold over on it, to be in it to an extent. It goes slow, very slow, because we're undergoing very deep internal changes. And this happens with very rapid actions, but the change, the actual change after all these rapid actions is slow. It's not slow, it's like geological processes. Where mountains, for example, change, the land changes, the soil changes, and so on. These are geological periods. It's time on a geological scale. And there are such actions which immediately are finalized. So for us, in the wisdom of Kabbalah, even though we're going through very, very rapid changes, everything's moving inside, but until you feel it happening, that takes a long time. That's why I think a person who studies for under 10 years, and I say this openly, there's nothing to hide. The other way around, actually, I think they should know that from this we also get our way of life, the manner of our conduct, and so on. That's how it turns out.
Last question. Why is the Creator come drop by drop?
It's not drop by drop. He's constantly working. You feel it as if it's drop by drop until something changes in you. Imagine to yourself. It's necessary that you'll receive, in order for you to get a slight change in perception, in understanding, there need to pass 100 billion changes. And then you'll feel, oh, I understood a tad bit more. But within, there need to be a great many changes. And this is the gap between the worlds, between the spiritual and the corporeal world, the upper lights, in the way of, in the form of surrounding lights, when it affects the vessels, it has to perform many, many actions. As Bala Sulam writes, and only one who is able to invest 20 and even 30 years, you know, we've read it. They'll be worthy of it. It's not that we need to wait for time to go by. We need to have patience. And also know that paying attention to this process hastens it, shortens it. Yes?
A question from Mantias from Baltia. How to respond from a wave of positive emotions about the group and about the horizon?
To give blessing, to be joyous, to continue to think that way of them, that this is a special society which was given to me from the heavens, and I'm so glad that I have them. Yes?
Friend from Israel is asking, what friends does the Zohar imply? Because it doesn't imply the shapes and forms of this world.
Again?
The Zohar, when it's written about friends, on what friends does it imply? And what does it mean? Because he understands that the Zohar isn't talking about the world, the shapes of this world.
We're also not thinking about shapes of this world. When I think of the friends, I don't relate to them as people in this world. I don't care about that. This is also their false depiction, their false image. I relate to their inner potential. That's what I identify with. As this is the same as I relate, as me relating to myself. Sure, I have this corporeal wrapping, but what's important for me is this inner potential spiritual point which can develop. And if we connect these points together, we'll have a spiritual vessel. And so I'm glad that I have such a society, and I'm happy that I'm here next to the Zohar, and that it can help us to connect these points together and to start to feel in them the Creator. Yes, Zohar.
When you spoke about intentions, you talked about desire and yearning together for the reforming light. What does it mean?
To the extent that we're capable of depicting this to ourselves, that together we want to receive the reforming light, and for it to connect us together, to illuminate upon us, illuminate within us, so that we'll be tied together, to feel interdependent, to feel that from the beginning where we belong to a place in Adam HaRishon, which is why the Creator chose us, and when He chose us, He brought us to the group, made us special. It's not chance that we're here together. It's not by chance. That's how it happens. And we need to be thankful for that.
Are we able to improve this yearning we do together? How do I know that we're doing something more together than before?
This is according to your degree of yearning, a state of mutual pressure, you could say. We want to be together, so we look for, where is it? What does it mean to be together? And through this effort, we don't know how exactly it happens, but we want to draw the reforming light through it, so that it will arrange everything for us. So there's the effort of the ten here, and an effort directed at the reforming light, so that it affects the ten. This is called Israel, Oraita, the Torah, Kudsha Brichu, the Creator, are one. Each one is within a ten, and each one and all of them are aimed at the Creator. And then that's how it works. All right? Yes.
Пропущенный урок Зоар. Насколько важно его прослушать в течение суток по сравнению с утренним уроком?
Кама хашув лишмо ашур бокер шефисфасну.
How important is it to hear a morning lesson if we've missed it?
So, first of all, it's important for us to hear the morning lesson. And every day you need to listen to that daily lesson. Then you're in the same thought, the same inclination, the same desire as everyone. Meaning, throughout the 24 hours, you must listen to it fully. At least the first 2 hours. The third hour is something apart. Now, the Zohar lesson, it's not as important as the morning lesson. It's good to listen to it, but it doesn't matter so much if it's on the same day or a day after. Try it out. But it's important during the Zohar lesson. The intention is even more important during the Zohar lesson than it is during the morning lesson. When a person listens to it, he must be together with the others and expecting the reforming light. Yes, well, please, Amnon.
Thank you, Rav. When we're reading this Zohar, at least for me, it's very captivating. It really draws me to it. Even without understanding, it just seems clear. It's what I'm understanding from the Rav, that for me, it's for something to be happening within my head, I need to understand something.
It's not you doing it. That's why it takes time. I'm just explaining why it takes so much time. It's because the actions of the lights, they're very rapid actions. But because on many different degrees, from the least of the degrees to the first spiritual degree, this entails a great many actions. Therefore, it takes a lot of time.
And that action that in its end causes so many things to change within me, how much can the Zohar accelerate these actions?
The Zohar cannot accelerate. You accelerate it. The Zohar is prepared, ready to affect or influence the desire which is standing, willing to be corrected. But you, the more you take advantage of your desire to be tied to the Zohar, the hope for change, it's as if you activate it, as if you depress the gas pedal. It depends on the extent to which you make an effort. You want the Zohar to affect you, but in tandem you're thinking about some problem you have, or some pleasure you want to have, or some occasions. Zohar can bring you confusion alongside this, so that you work on it, so you do it over and upon resistance. And therefore, if you resist all of these interruptions and you want it to affect you, accordingly, the pace is set.
What's the interpretation of the deficiency for the Zohar?
Correction, like a sick person wants the cure, the remedy to affect him and cure him.
You don't know what medicine to take.
And you do. This is how it is. We don't know either. We don't know.
That means the influence of the Zohar, according to what you're saying, is not even needs to interest me.
No, of course not. I'm expecting a result. I'm in a state of expectation. That's what it's written. Did you engage in the Torah? Did you expect salvation? That's it. You need no more.
It comes as a question. Have you studied this Torah? Have you expected salvation?
It's a question. Yes, it's a question. When one comes to the world of truth, it passes away, either corporeally or spiritually. Let's go of his ego. Then he's asked, did you engage in Torah? Did you expect salvation? prepare yourself. And I too, I do as well. All of us. All right. Good? Great. Let's continue. Oh, a little bit more.
402. Honor your father. Item 485. And a river came out of Eden to water the garden. This river is the flowing of the spring that always comes out and never stops. The whole of the garden is watered by the river of that fountain. That river of the holy fountain is called Father. It flows to nourish the garden. On the part of their emanation, Zon, are unfit to receive the upper light because Malchut, the Tzimtzum Aleph, governs them. To be fit for reception of the light, Bina raised this Malchut to her, and through this ascent became fit to receive the light. Because of this correction, the name Chochma veBina in Bina has been changed to Abba veIma, and Zon are considered their children, since they are established and care for the correction of Zon as a mother and a father for the children. Malchut's first ascent to the place of Bina was in Rosh Alechanpin. Due to this ascent, Bina came out of Rosh Alechanpin, and this is why Alechanpin is called Reshit. As it is written, and a river came out of Eden. Eden is Chochma de Alechanpin. The river, Bina, came out of the Rosh and became Guf de Alechanpin without a Rosh. This was in order to water the garden, to give light to the Malchut, for it had not been for that raising, Malchut would never be able to receive light. Chochma de Alechanpin is called Eden. This is the fountain, Bina, who comes out of it, is called flowing, and is called a river. This Bina is considered a father because she received the Malchut into her and was diminished by her into a goof to correct her. For this reason, a chub in her is regarded as Abba Vima, since she cares for the correction of the garden, Malchut. This is why she is considered a father. 486. Eden is considered a father, because this Eden extends from a place called Not, Ketel de Alechanpin, in which there is no attainment whatsoever. The beginning of the disclosure for the correction of Malchut in Bina was made in Rosh Alechanpin, who is called Eden. This is the reason why Alechanpin is called Reshit, and this is why he is called Father. The place from which everything begins to extend is called You, and is called Father. And as it is written, for You are our Father. 487. Honor your father and your mother. Honor your father is the Creator, Zranpin. And your mother is the Assembly of Israel, Malchut. Your father, It, comes to include the upper divinity, Nukva, who stands from Chazeh, de Zeranpin, and above. Simply honor your father and simply honor your mother, since everything is counted. That is, they imply to both Hub and Zon, for it comes to include all that is above and below, both Abba, Ve'ima, and Zon. 488. The place from which everything is first extended is called You, the one who is hidden and in whom there is no beginning to the giving of the Mochin is called He, which is a word for hidden. We call the place from which the beginning of giving of Mochin comes, You, and it is called Father. And it is all one. 489. Indeed, it is all one. Honor your father is the Creator, Zranpin, and your mother is the Assembly of Israel, Malchut. It is written, you are the children of the Lord your God, that place which is called sons, which are Zon. This is why he hid the matter. Honor your father and your mother, to include everything, Abba ve'ima, above and below, to include in it the plenty that he brings to the life of the next world, and it includes the Creator. 490. Everything is included in the five commandments on the right. The other commandments on the left were engraved in those five commandments. Five within five. How so? I am the Lord your God, corresponds to, you shall not kill. Those two are included in one law, for one who kills diminishes the likeness and image of his master. As it is written, for in the image of God has he made the man. It is also written, and on the likeness of the throne, a likeness as the appearance of a man. 491. It is written, whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed. One who sheds blood, it is as though he diminishes the likeness and image above. That is, he did not diminish the likeness of the lower one, but another likeness, in the upper man. That flaw comes from the blood that he shed, since it is written, for in the image of God has he made the man. This is why they are interdependent. I am the Lord your God, depends on you shall not kill.
Yeah.